the major crop report out this week. Hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. How big would this season's harvest be, and how strong will demand be for those crops? We'll soon have a more solid idea of that. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
The countdown is on for the launch of the next Department of Agriculture Crop Production Report Wednesday, August 12th, noon Eastern Time. This time a really huge report.
Because it includes our first survey-based yield forecast of the season for the major row crops.
Lance Honig with USDA's National Ag Statistics Service says USDA's expert crop evaluators have been out there checking thousands of selected fields of corn, soybeans, cotton, and winter wheat.
They actually take counts and measurements of the plants within these selected areas, and then also as the crops mature, they actually harvest portions of those crops, and they send them off to our laboratory in St. Louis where we can weigh and take moisture content.
Probably won't be a lot of lab work at this early point in the season, but Honig says USDA has also been surveying 23,000 farmers.
And we ask them to tell us, what do they expect their yields to be this year?
The data collection phase is pretty much over by now. USDA state and regional offices are working up the figures for their localities, sending them into USDA headquarters encrypted so that no one gets a real look at them.
And everything's not going to fully come together until the night before the release on the 12th when we go into what we call our lockup environment.
Also in that lockup, analysts from USDA's World Outlook Board. When the Statistics Service finishes its estimates of yield and production at about 5:36 in the morning, these analysts then will see the numbers for the first time.
And then we have to finalize our own numbers based upon those.
Seth Meyer, chairman of USDA's Outlook Board, which will produce its report on the possible demand scenario for each of those crops, including forecasts for
imports, exports, domestic consumption in terms of feed and residual, ethanol in terms of crush for soybeans.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
A lot of anticipation over this week's crop report. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.